Hello, JPR. N8NYQ Mobile.
WHRF. Getting ready to start the BeaconNet pre-show here. We have about 60 seconds until the announcement. Hopefully I'm sounding okay. Working on a different radio tonight. But Lucy will be running the big show at the top of the hour at 7 o'clock Eastern. And I'll be doing a pre-show here in a couple of seconds. We'll be doing some pre-checks and in-and-outs. Who's sticking around for the net. So we have about 30 seconds left until the announcement, so please stand by. This is WHRF.
The BeaconNet, the gathering of hams in the world, will start on the system in 30 minutes. Come join us.
QST, 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 welcome to the BeaconNet pre-show. The BeaconNet is sponsored by the Silver Creek Amateur Radio Association here on the WAWKY repeater in Doylestown, 147 Mark 390 with a positive offset and a PL tone of 114 Mark 8. We light up the nighttime airwaves every Sunday and Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Tulsa time. This is the pre-show. I'm here to take early check-ins and in-and-outs. I line them up, and Lucy will knock them down at the top of the hour. This is a control net, and we ask that everybody, the traffic pass through net control. Your net control operator tonight, your pre-net control operator tonight, I should say, is Whiskey 8 Hotel Romeo Foxtrot, W8HRF. My personal is Josh Juliet Oscar Sierra Hotel, a.k.a. Mr. Lucy. Can you let this drop? As is tradition, we're going to do a Mickey Mouse roll call with the net control team before we get started here. Let's go to the top of the list. K8YUK is migrating all of her stuff over to the desk over here, so I'm going to give her a pass. And we're going to go down to K8EPC, Dustin Medina. How are you doing, Dustin? And how's my radio sounding? Over to you.
WAHRF and the BeaconNet pre-show. Well, good evening to you there, Josh. This is KVVPC. Good to hear you out there. Your radio sounds just fine, so no worries there. Full quieting into the repeater. I'm going to try to stick around, but I won't make any promises. It's been a long day already, and this rain up in the middle roof is making me sleepy, so we'll see what happens. But with that, this is KVVPC. Back to pre-net control.
Roger that, Dustin. All right, we got you on the list of sticking around unless you fall asleep. So we will talk to you in a little bit here. And, yeah, I was upstairs before the net and rested my eyes a little bit, so I understand. Going to clear with KD8EPC. Brings us down to KD8SLG. Jeff Nick. How's it going, Nick? How you feeling? And will you be sticking around? That's a definite maybe. KD8SLG, W8HRF, up there, Nick? Sorry, he's connected, but he might not be there right now. He can check in a little later if he'd like to join us. Otherwise, hopefully he's rested up well. All right, we're going to clear KD8SLG to bring this down to KD8QKO, Nick at Night. How's it going, Nick? Heard you on the barometer net. Was that this morning? I think it was this morning. You look, and you stick around for the big show.
KDQJ. Yeah, Josh, I'm going to stick around. I got an earbud in here. I'm watching some TV with my wife, sitting on the couch and relaxing. But don't worry if you didn't get Josh Nick in there, because you always know you have the best Nick coming up right after. So we have that going for us. Yeah, you heard me this morning. I think I said that or not. And yeah, I missed Dustin at the lunchtime net letter. I caught a pre-check and then wasn't able to make it in before I went back to work and did all that stuff. But anyway, that's how it goes. You know, I'll pass it back to you. Okay, you keep KO.
KATKO, W8HRF. Yeah, roger that. Guys did not make it into the boredom breaker net. It was a little crazy. I did get a text from Andy at like 1:45 saying I should check in, but I was doing something. I don't remember what it was. Anyways, we will leave you on the list here, and very good. We'll catch you in a little bit. KATKO, W8HRF. Brings us down to the two. K8VZA. How's it going, Eric? And how did your work trip turn out? I think that was last week. And will you be sticking around for the big show?
WAHRF, my group, K8VZA here. Hey, Josh, your radio sounds really good. I like it. Yeah, the work trip down to North Carolina for last week was really cool. I got to see a new one up and operating that I had seen just sitting there before, back in the summer, but it was actually up in operation, and it was really cool. Anyway, glad to be back home, but it was nice to be down there. I'll be sticking around tonight, and I'll stop flapping my gum for now. Anyway, we'll take it back to pre-net control. KDABZA.
KDABZA. W8HRF, fine business. Eric, and it is cool to see a new line running. Just these different facilities than you normally work in. So, very cool. So, glad that went well, and look forward to hearing you a little later in the net as well. Going to clear with KDABZA. All right. That's the end of the Mickey Mouse roll call. Sometimes I call Alan, sometimes not. He's most of the time I work on a Wednesday, and he'll check in a little later if he can. But I do not see him in the blue screen at the moment, so we will see. It's the apparent appearance with Larry. Well, Larry can check in without him. Anyways, okay, let me take a break. All right, so far I have KA0KDW Brad out in Missouri on the list, W3ETB Eddie. We've got WB4AIZ Chuck in and out. Thanks for stopping by, Chuck. We got K5CFY Ray. I took the liberty of putting him in the 10th slot. Let's see, KI5CAQ Taco Tim and K8DRY Jeremy. Got you guys off the blue screen. I'd like to remind everybody that this is a linked system, so please try to key for a few seconds before you start talking and then hang on for a second afterwards. We do want to hear everything that you have to say. What we're going to do is we're going to take two rounds of check-ins, and we're going to work this list to see who's sticking around for trivia at the top of the hour, and who's just getting their parking tickets allocated. And then we're going to take some check-ins at 10 o'clock. Lucy will do that. So, if you would like to check in to the pre-show for the BKNet, please come with your call sign phonetically, followed by alphabetically, along with your name and location. Stations waiting to check into the pre-show for the BKNet, please call now.
W8HRF, this is Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Lima Golf, KD8SLG, Nick down the farm, best roll call.
Alpha, Alpha 8, Charlie Tango, AAHCT, Craig down in Shreve.
That time we picked up KD8SLG and Alpha Alpha 8 Charlie Tango Craig out in Shreve. Is there anybody else who would like to get on with the log before we start working this list? Please call now.
Here
Sure he is. November Uniform 5 Delta, NE5D, Steve in Gatesville, Texas.
All right, I'll pick it up there, Ian. Okay, that time we picked up, let's see, I think I mentioned, yeah, Alpha Alpha 8 Charlie Tango, we got NU5D, and we got a buzz. There was no audio coming through at that last station, it was just buzz, so I would try to change something, I'm not sure what. But is there anybody else I missed? Last call before we get running on the list here.
This is Kilo Julius 5, India Alpha India, KJ 5, IAI, Magdalene Belton.
All right, that time we picked up Kilo Juliet 5, India Alpha India, Michael in Belton. Thanks for stopping by, Michael. We'll get to you in just a second here. All right, let's back up to Nick, KD8SLG. How's it going, Nick? How you feeling? And will you be sticking around?
WNHRF, this is KD8SLG. Good evening, Josh. Sorry, a little late to call there. I actually took a nap. Didn't get up in time. It's a rare occurrence. I'm hanging in there. I'm going to do my best, but don't call for me twice later. Have fun. Josh and Lucy Show. KD8SLG back to net control.
All right, Nick. Sounds good. We'll give you a call, and if not, we'll consider your parking ticket validated. So, care, my friend. We'll catch you later. If we hear you later, we do. If not, we don't. So, going to clear with KD8SLG. Going to go ahead and work the rest of this list. Let's see. KA0KDW, Brad out in Missouri. How's it going, Brad? How's the weather? Probably warmer out there like it has been over here. And you sticking around for the big show?
Good evening, Josh. Freshly showered, so don't seem to net up. Hi, hi. Yeah, much warmer. From 3 below this time last week to currently 42 after topping out at 70 just before the lunch hour when a cold front pushed through. So there you go. And I will be sticking around. KA0KDW. And apparently this cough is still sticking around. Go figure.
KA0KDW, WNHRF. I'll tell you, Brad, I am sorry about the cough. It is, annoying. Yeah, annoying. We've had three illnesses. We've gotten sick three times since Christmas, so I am ready for winter to be over and for summer to come. So, anyways, we'll talk to you a little later there, Brad. KA0JDW, WHRF. Bring us down to Eddie, W3TV, out in Annapolis. How are things out in Annapolis, Eddie? And hope you're having a wonderful, what is today, Wednesday. Wonderful Wednesday. Over to you. W3ETV, W3ETV, Eddie, out in Annapolis, Maryland. How are you doing, Eddie? You sticking around for the big show? All right. Well, I see him in the blue screen. I know he's going to be around. Well, unless he says differently in the blue screen. So we'll clear with Eddie for now. And see if Ray's out there, K5CFY. How's it going, Ray? Are you out there? And are you sticking around for the big show?
KAHRF and the net. This is K5CFY. Good evening, Josh. I won't be hanging around. I got company here tonight, so I won't make the big show tonight. So tell Miss Lucy we're sorry, but we'll catch you next time. K5CFY.
K5CFY, W8HRF. All right, Mr. Ray, enjoy your company, and thank you for stopping by. It's good to hear you, and we'll catch you on Saturday. Looking forward to running Border Breaker at the second hour. So, yeah, that is this Saturday. So, look forward to talking to you then. We'll clear with K5CFY. Break down to, let me go ahead and re-identify before we go to Taco Tim here. This is W8HRF, Whiskey 8 Hotel Romeo Foxtrot. In Akron, going through the list of check-ins we have for the pre-show for the Beacon Net, starting at the top of the hour here, seeing who's sticking around, and he's just in and out. Next is KI5TAQ, Taco Tim, out in Tulsa. Sorry, Bofang, Oklahoma. How's it going, Tim? And are you sticking around for the big show?
Good evening, Josh. This is KI5TAQ. Yeah, I'm sticking around tonight. So I go here thinking about Alan. I think he's in the belly of the bird. And from what I'm hearing, they're like taking the bird apart, trying to see what's wrong with it. So that's where Alan's at. So you all take care. Oh, stick around. This is KFI-TAQ.
KFI-TAQ, W8HRF, fine business, Tim. We will leave you on the list there, and hopefully Alan's trip into the belly of the bird is fruitful, I guess. Hopefully it's not too true. Anyways, we'll talk to you in a little bit. KI5TAQ, W8HRF. All right, that brings us down to Jeremy, KD8VRY. How's it going, Jeremy? Doing any work on your motorbike lately? And you sticking around for the big show?
This is KD8VRY. Good evening, Josh. Good evening, everybody on the net so far. No, I haven't had a chance to get back out to the garage and work on it. I just got a battery for it yesterday, so I'm hoping to get out there and start wrenching on it again tomorrow night. And then I found out that I have to replace a part on my main bike, so that's going to be fun. But it'll be fun. That being said, I am sticking around, so I will pass it back over to you. This is KEZRY.
K8ZRY, W8HRF. All right, Jeremy, we got you down at sticking around. And I haven't really made it back out to the garage since this weekend either. Oh, man, something what happened in the backyard. I have I built a wood storage thing in the sand in the backyard, and I put it behind the garage. But I put it there, and it's on two cinder blocks. When I put it there, the ground was frozen, and then everything thawed, and we got all this rain and everything, and so all my lumber tipped over, and it's just lying there now because the cinder block sank into the mud and tipped the whole thing over. So that's going to be my project for Friday. We're going to fix that. Anyways, we'll catch you a little bit later here. Lisa will give you a call, Jeremy, at the top of the hour. KAZRYWHRF brings us down to Craig. Out in Shreve, AAHCT. How's it going, Craig? You having a good Wednesday, and are you sticking around for the Beacon Net?
W8HRF, AAHCT. Good evening, Josh. Yes, it's been a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Not. I preferred Tuesday's weather quite a bit more than we're getting today. Rain, dampness, even though it's not that cold, that dampness seems to be very piercing. Talked to an ER doctor friend of mine, and he mentioned the fact that this is kind of like the worst flu season in the last 10, 15 years, so, you know, maybe we should put a mask over the mic so that we don't transmit it over the airwaves. I'm going to stick around for the big show. Probably will answer the trivia questions, but very, very infrequently do I get the answers because the eyelids kind of went out. With that, I'm going to turn it back to you, W8HRF, AAHCT, back to net control. Thank you, Josh, for running the show, and I will thank Lucy a little bit later if I have the chance. Take care. Thank you. I'm on the side.
AAATT, WHRF. All right, Craig, we got you sticking around, and we'll see if we can rustle up a pair of toothpicks to help you keep the eyelids open there. And by the way, for anybody who's interested, the BeaconNet has a new webpage on the SARA website. It's at www.wawky.org/beacon-net, or you can just go to the SARA website, go under Activities, go to Nets, and it's under BeaconNet. You scroll all the way to the bottom of the page, there's a link to a Google Doc, and we try to put the past trivia questions and answers in there. So if you miss the end of the net, you can go there and the next day and try to, and you can see what the answers were. So that's the PSA for tonight. Okay, I'm going to clear with Alpha Alpha Charlie Tango. Brings us down to Steve down in Gatesville, Texas. How's it going, Steve? Hope you're having a wonderful Wednesday. We're making it past hump day. Are you sticking around for the big show, Steve? NU5B, W8HRF.
Well, good evening to you, Josh. Good nap going. It all depends on the... Getting seen out here. We've been watching a little bit of Alfred Hitchcock, so it's kind of a toss-up between Hitchcock and the net. So probably I won't, but I'll try and listen as I can. Great net. Thank you again for everything. NU5D.
NU5D, W8HRF. All right, Steve, we will leave you on the list and give you a call. If you're there, you're there. If not, it's no problem. Enjoy Hitchcock. I think we recently just watched a Hitchcock movie, To Catch a Thief, with Cary Grant. So that was about a couple weeks ago we watched that. So, all right, we'll clear with NU5B. Thank you, Steve, and thanks for linking us up with Texas. We do appreciate that. And that brings us down to KJ5 IAI. Michael, down in Belton. How's it going, Michael? And are you having a good Wednesday? And are you sticking around for the big show in 8 minutes?
I'll probably be listening into it, but I'll drive Uber, and I'm running around here with a handheld, and half the time I'm where I can't check in. So kind of put me down for the numbers. I do listen to the show quite often and do enjoy it. Some of the riders enjoy it, too, but... yeah, I probably won't be around for the show. Take it back to the net. Send me three, though.
Five IAI, W8HRF. Hey, fine business, Michael. We'll be driving around the out there. And, we appreciate you listening. And hopefully you'll enjoy the trivia, even if you don't get the chance to answer. We'll give you a call, but if you're not there, no hard feelings. Don't worry about it. Going to clear with KJ5 IAI. Brings us down to Uncle Fred. I also picked up Mark, KJ-FTV, off the blue screen. How is it going, Uncle Fred? You having a good week? And will you be sticking around for trivia? KEQFE, Kilo Echo 8, Quebec Foxtrot Tango. Uncle Fred, are you out there? I feel like I hear Uncle Fred when I unkey. I wonder if he doesn't have his tone set. I'll try one more time. K8QFT out there. Yeah, I feel like I'm hearing him when I unkey. All right, we'll give him a call again in a little bit. I'll let him know on the blue screen that maybe there's a programming thing with his radio. We'll see what happens. Brings us down to Mark, KC8FQV, up in Aurora. Are you sticking around for trivia, Mark? KC8, Fox Queen Victor, KC8, Fox Queen Victor. Mark Aurora. Are you sticking around?
Yeah, I'm going to stick around. Hey, thanks for getting me put in there. So, yep, I've been doing that, so I got to go do a couple of Zooms now. So, KCNF-TV, I'll send it back to Net Control.
All right, Mark, got you in there. And appreciate you stopping by. We'll give you a call here in a little bit. All right, we have about 5 minutes or so until the net starts. Do another round of check-ins here. We're up to number 17. We can do a little better than that. Let's see if we can get any other check-ins before we hand it off to Lucy. Oh, nope. Uncle Fred seems to have got it fixed. We'll give Uncle Fred a call real quick. K-8-Q-F-T. Come on, Uncle Fred. See if we can hear you this time. W-8-H-R-F. Over to you. K-8-Q-F-T. One more time. You out there, Uncle Fred? All right, nothing heard. Okay, we also picked up W3K Phil in the blue screen and probably Mike Oscar, Andy. Let's see, let's do a round of check-ins, Phil, before we go to them. This is W8HRF. Please call if you'd like to check to the BeaconNet pre-show. I am listening.
This is Kilo 6 Kilo Dewey Victor. Kilo 6 Kilo Dewey Victor, Kevin in Valley Springs, California. I'm all in.
This is KB8LJ in North Olmsted, Ohio.
This is Kilo Juliet.
Kilo Zero Foxtrot Echo Yankee in Texas, Minnesota.
I'm not sure if I think I might double with someone. KJ5HIJ, just in Waco. All right, let me pick it up then. Okay, let's see. We picked up K6KGV RevKev out in Valley Springs, California. KB8LJ in the beautiful metropolis of North Olmsted, and KJ5HIJ, I believe, Yosef, let's see, down in Waco, and I also, I think there was a Minnesota station, Kilo Juliet 5, was there a Minnesota station I missed that was Dublin? Come with your call sign again now, please.
Kilo Zero Foxtrot Echo Yankee.
Okay. I think I might have got that. Was that Kilo Zero Foxtrot Echo Yankee, QSL?
You got it.
All right. Awesome. I think it's Jonathan. You can correct me if I am incorrect here, if my logger here is incorrect. But all right, welcome aboard, everybody. They're making fun of me in the blue screen because all I wrote down for K0, all I heard for K0FUY is Minnesota, and I spelled it Minnesota because I don't know how to spell. But all right, let's work this list. WV3K, Phil, out in Colette Canal, Fulton. Time to talk to you. Hope you're doing well. Are you sticking around for the big show here? WV3K. Phil, are you out there? All right, nothing heard. We'll leave him on the list, though. We'll give him a call. ADNMO, Andy, you sticking around for the big show?
This is ABN. I'm out munching on some sour cream and onion Pringle chips, which would make me nice and fat, but they taste good. Well, all I got to say is Minnesota's for everybody in the blue screen, I like mini sodas. I'll stick around. AB in about. You know what goes well with chips? Some mini sodas. So, we got you, Andy. We'll talk to you in a little bit here. I'm going to leave you on the list, Rev Kev. I heard you say that you're all in. I'm going to have Lucy call you in a little bit if that's okay. K6KBV, got you. I'll give you a call. You sticking around, Rev Kev?
That's right, Josh. I'm all in. Take it away.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. We appreciate that. We'll talk to you in a little bit. Let's try KC. KQFT says he's got it fixed. Uncle Fred, let's see if he got it fixed here. KQFT, go. Dang it. Still nothing, Uncle Fred. I am so sorry. We'll keep trying you. All right, brings us KV8LJ Chuck. You sticking around, Chuck? All right, nothing heard there either. KV8LJ, you out there? You sticking around? All right, nothing heard there. I'm going to mark him as not responding. Oh, man, is this thing working? KEAVZA, is my microphone working? KEAVZA, can you hear me? WNHRS, KEAVZA here, loud and clear, Josh.
Yeah, KV8LJ here. DV switch, if it is inclined to do, disconnected on me and lost the connection. Back to net.
Jeez, oh, Pete, man. I don't know what. I'm scaring everybody off. We get to 10 o'clock and everybody's like, bring on Lucy. All right. Last one. See if I can get one more. K0FEY, Jonathan, Minnesota. You sticking around for the big show? We're just starting trivia in just a minute here.
This is K0FEY. I tell you what, it was one of those deals where sitting on Echo Link, spun the dial, tripped, fell, and landed in the middle of a ham radio trivia night. If I'm allowed, I'm going to stick around. This is like all of a sudden walking into the wrong house and finding a party you want to stay at.
Hey, if you're going to fall into anywhere in Echo Link or All Star Land, I think this is a great spot. So, hey, we got you on the list, and you're sticking around. I'm going to let this drop for a second. Apparently people have been transmitting and haven't been getting through, so I'm going to let this drop and reset. Be back in a second. Okay, hopefully that mammoth pause helps things. But anyways, we also picked up Kilo Juliet 5, Kilo Delta Yankee. I am way over my time, though, so I'm going to assume he's sticking around and pass this off to Lucy. Thank you to everybody who checked in on my half hour. It's always a lot of fun. It's time for Lucy to light up the nighttime airwaves here on the BeaconNet. KEYUK, this is W8HRF. Have fun, and take it away, Lucy.
Good evening, everyone. Josh has a totally different microphone, and I panicked that I didn't know how to turn it on. Oh, there's like four buttons. It's not that hard. All right. Good evening and welcome to the BeaconNet, especially to our new check-in. Stick around, it's a lot of fun. I'm Lucy, call sign KE8YUK, Kilo Echo 8, Uniform Kilo. I'll be your net controller this evening. The BeaconNet meets every Sunday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on the WAWKY repeater 147.390, the positive offset and a PL tone of 114.8. You can also find us with the All-Star node 48496 and echoing W8WKY-R. This is a direct net, so all traffic must pass through net control, which is myself. We are linked in with our friends in Oklahoma, Fireside, all of Texas, and various other readers, so please give her a couple of seconds before and after your transmit so we hear everything you've got to say. You hear a beep, but wait just a second or two after the beep, please. You do have a lot of users as well. So just be mindful. We have enough time for everybody to fit in. Before we start taking check-ins, is there any emergency or priority traffic? If so, please call now. Oh boy, I'm looking at a totally different radio. It scared me. Looking at a totally different radio. I'm on my medicine ball instead of my regular seat because I can't fit a regular seat in here. Also, I should probably be using my medicine ball, so anyway. All right, if there is any emergency or priority traffic that crops up during the net, please get our attention by saying break, break, and we will do our best to assist you. I've got a good list of stations from our pre-show, thank you, WAHRF. But if you missed the pre-show and would like to check into the BeaconNet, please say your call sign phonetically, followed by alphabetically, as well as your name and location. Please call now.
Kilo Echo 8, Bravo Hotel Quebec, KE8THQ, Benjamin Mobile.
Victor Kilo 4, Alpha, Victor November. Victor Kilo 4, Alpha, Victor November. Alan from Redcliffe, Queensland, Australia.
All right, we picked up a few. Thank you for checking in. We'll get back to you in just a second. Ben, we'll put you at the top of the list as mobile. Once I remember what color mobile is. And before I forget, we also need to read off for trivia. For the unfamiliar, we do have two trivias. We typically have a main trivia, which is typically some form of radio related, and then we have an alternate trivia, which is totally nonsensical and usually involves Cornwaldo beans to some degree or another. That being said, if you know for sure the answer to the trivia, please don't share how you know it's correct. Whether you've watched a documentary or just read a QST article on the subject and so you know for sure this is correct, don't give us the details because a lot of people might need to guess, and if you spoil the surprise, so to speak, then people kind of just fall in step, and then it's less of a guessing game and more of just rattling off what you know. So it does keep the evening more fun if people just take wild guesses. So if you know, don't say how you know. Just take pride and pat yourself on the back. All right, I'm going to let it drop to reset, and then I'll read off tonight's name and trivia. All right, KEYK returning is NCO for the BeaconNet, and also main trivia master. Which two metals were used to make the first quote-unquote true electrical battery? A, sodium and pewter. B, lithium and cobalt. C, zinc and copper. Or D, corn and waldo beans. Again, which two metals were used to make the first quote-unquote true electrical battery? A, sodium and pewter. B, lithium and cobalt. C, zinc and copper. D, corn and waldo beans. Before I forget, if you're on NetLogger, we use the Almost Instant Messenger blue screen all the time, so I'm going to be posting my question in the blue screen, so will Josh. But also, if you are not accessible to NetLogger, you can use ragtube.app, and it functions the same way, and you can also monitor the instant message or Almost Instant Message screen so you can know what we're talking about because blue screen comes up all the time at the BeaconNet. So I'm going to post this in blue screen, and I'm going to pass this over to All Trivia Master, W8HRF.
Hey, why you W8HRF? All right, tonight's alternate trivia question is as follows. All but one of the following famous individuals, all but one of the following famous individuals have middle initials that either don't stand for anything or don't represent their actual middle name. So if my name is Michael, my initial you would think would be M. If my middle name is Michael, you'd think my middle initial would be M, but I use like Z or something. Which person's middle initial actually stands for their middle name in this list? Your options are Alpha, Ulysses S. Grant, Bravo, Harry S. Truman, Charlie, Michael J. Fox, for Delta Samuel L. Jackson. Let me let it drop and read it again. Oh my goodness, that's quite the trivia marker on the blue screen. Oh boy. Anyways. Tonight's alternate trivia, again, is all but one of the following famous individuals have middle initials that either don't stand for anything or don't represent their actual middle name. Which person's initial actually stands for their middle name? Your options are Alpha, Ulysses S. Grant, Bravo, S. Truman, Charlie, Michael J. Fox, or Delta, Samuel L. Jackson. I'm going to get this posted in the blue screen and pass it back to Lucy, K-E-Y-U-K. This is W-8-H-R-F.
Nope, I did. So Jeremy made a really good point. I put it in Discord. I put my trivia in Discord so I could read it easier. And posted the whole thing in the blue screen. So if you believe in not spoiling it for yourself, don't read the whole thing. I'll fix it in a minute. Well, my ears are burning and I have headphones on, so it's extra hot and it's terrible. So I'm just suffering, and I'll fix it in the meantime. That being said, we've got the trivia's read, and I'll pass it over to Ben. Oh, darn, I don't remember your call sign off the top of my head. K8BHQ, go ahead and kick us off for tonight. How are you doing tonight, and what are your trivia answers? And don't hit the blue screen until I fix it.
K-E-A-Y-U-K, K-E-A-B-H-Q. Well, good thing for you, I can't look at the blue screen because I'm in the middle of driving home right now, so I couldn't spoil it even if I wanted to. I'm going to take a guess for trivia and go Delta and Delta. Delta for both questions, that's about all I've got, so I'll get back to you. This is K-E-A-B-H-Q.
Roger that, Ben. We've got you down for, once I pull up my screen, double D's. To those who are saying you can't fix the things in blue screen, I know. I'm just putting in the adjusted, correct, shorter trivia, and then just don't scroll up past the first trivia marker. I fixed it. It's fine. See, KDAVZA in the blue screen said ignoring, which means it's working. So I'm basically a Jedi. All right, back up to the top of our list, you've got K0KDW. Brad, how are you doing tonight, and what are your trivia answers?
Good evening, Lucy, and everyone else on the net, K0KDW. Give me just a minute, I'm going to untangle my microphones here. All right, well, my HF microphone kept hitting my leg because it was tangled with this radio. But I'm going to go with, since I don't know the answer at all for the first one, I'm going to go with Charlie. And on the second one, I'm going to say Harry S. Truman. Why not? We'll go with a Missourian for the great state of Missouri. How fitting. Anyhow, as mentioned during the pre-show, much nicer this week compared to last week. We're in the mid-70s the last couple of days, and hit 70 the day before the cold front pushed through, and that only dropped us down about 10 degrees. Sitting around 40 now, and we'll be back up in the mid-70s the next couple of days, but unfortunately that comes with a lot of wind. So it'll be warm, but it'll be very windy. But that's what we get this time of year, and any time in the winter that it gets warm here, it comes with a lot of wind. So kind of a expected thing. But otherwise, not much else to add to the net, and we'll send it back to you guys there in Ohio, K-A-0-K-D-W. Have a good evening, Josh and Lucy.
All right, K-0-K-D-W, K-E-A-Y-U-K. We've got you down for Charlie and Bravo, and good call on noticing the fellow Missourian. I don't remember enough famous Ohioans, and I kind of feel like I'm letting them down. We're going to clear with Brad. I hope the wind calms down, but glad your weather's doing better. And I hope your cough gets better. And we're going to check in with Eddie, W3ETB. I know he was on the blue screen, and I think we're fighting with Echo Link a little bit, but hopefully he can come back. Eddie, how are you doing tonight, and what are your trivia answers?
Hi, Ricky. Yeah, I'm here, and hopefully you are hearing me. The temperature right now is 43 degrees outside, and there is no wind, so it was a really nice day today. I think it got up to about 59 degrees, at least when I talked to Dustin and Nancy earlier. I was talking to Dustin, and I was in the parking lot at the grocery store. It was like 59 degrees is what the car was showing outside. And so I'm going to go with C and C for the trivia questions. And I'm not going to explain why, because I was told not to. So it's C and C for the trivia answers. Anyway, I'll go ahead and turn it back to you so you can get on the list. W3TB, back to that.
Roger that, Eddie. We've got you down for Charlie and Charlie. No further explanation needed. Thank you very much, though. I appreciate that habit. Sometimes I'm really proud of my trivia, and then, like, number three person is like, ah, yes, this is a National Geographic, and then I'm... Or I posted... I wasn't going to bring it up again, because you told me not to bring it up again. Oh, my goodness. Ay.
And of course, shall I say, good old Alan is still stuck in the belly of the plane. Oh well, he don't have Larry the Rubber Chicken with him. But anyways, I'll let you get down to the bottom of the list. This is KI5TAQ.
KI5TAQ. Josh is multitasking. He's distracting me with a meme. But that's funny. Should we start calling Alan Jonah? I feel like that would be amusing. He had a good clip. Hope Alan gets out before he takes off. I don't know. It depends on who's hoping he'd get out. Some people might want to stay in. I think he's a lot of fun, so I'm also a pushover, but, you know, I think he's a lot of fun. And we have the same hairbrush, so now you know. All right, we're going to clear with Taco Tim. We're going to pick up Jeremy, K-E-8-Z-R-Y. How are you doing tonight? What are your trivia answers?
Good evening. This is K-E-8-Z-R-Y. Hope you're doing well tonight, Lucy, and everybody on the net. Hope everybody's having a good night. Not much going on tonight. Just relaxing, talking to everybody here. Maybe looking up some new motorcycles on the old Facebook Marketplace, see what I can get myself into. Maybe sneak something into the garage, pass my girlfriend. That never works. But... trying to survive the rain that we've got here. Don't know if it's raining all over Ohio or just in my area, but we've got a pretty good downpour. I hate it. It's cold. My trivia answer is going to be Charlie and Delta. And with that, I will turn it back over to Net Control. This is KE8ZRY, San 70 Trees.
K-E-8-Z-R-Y, we've got you down for compact disc, and I wish you luck on definitely not sneaking a motorcycle under your girlfriend's nose. I don't believe because I'm the one who actually looks at her budget maybe once a month. I've gotten out of the habit, but I'll text them if I see, like a vending machine charger, they'll be like, this is you. Anyway. Yeah, we got Jeremy down. We're all set. We'll clear with Jeremy and we'll talk with Craig. A-A-C-T. How are you doing tonight? What are your trivia answers?
K-E-A-Y-U-K. A-A-C-T. Good evening, Lucy. I tell you, you know, if I found a way that you can discreetly hide
any purchases at DH Engineering, you just kind of leave a blank space and there's a number there. Have no idea what it is, and whiteout works sometimes. Ha ha. Anyway, my answers for this evening are going to be Charlie and Alpha, and I have absolutely no idea what either one of them are. Well, yeah, I don't. So anyhow, with that, thank you guys. You know, you guys make a wonderful, net operator duo. You can maybe look for national syndication, and then you could be, kind of subscribed all over the world. And, it would be the Lucy and Josh show, that would be on from, 9 to 10:30 every Wednesday. It would be wonderful. With that, back to you. Thank you. I enjoyed meeting you, both of you, face-to-face at the meeting last week. It was a blast. And 73s, thank you for doing what you do, both of you. You're really dedicated, and I appreciate it, and I know a lot of other people do, too. 73s, I'll be on the side listening, maybe falling asleep. With that, KE8YUK, this is AA8CT. Back to you. Thank you.
All right, great. We've got you down for Charlie and Alpha. And I appreciate the compliment and the support, especially after all of the mistakes I've made in my, not even, have I been licensed for a full year? Yeah, I've been licensed for a full year, but only a year. And Josh mentioned if we do syndicate our Josh and Lucy show, he should change his name to Desi. My name is actually just Lucy, and I was just Lucy until I got the Yuck call sign, and now it kind of leans more into to Yuck, but a lot of people, when I went to online high school, thought I had red hair. I don't. All right, we're going to clear with Craig, and we're going to talk with Steve. See if he's out there or if he's been glued to the TV without the kids. NU5D, how are you doing tonight, and are you out there?
Well, good evening, Lucy. Got certainly the Wonder Dog, who she and her sister Rosie had to encounter with a skunk about half an hour ago. I think we're getting acclimated. The dogs sure are. See, Tony, I believe the two metals did not explode. And Harry S. Truman, I can remember on the morning show seeing them go for a walk. And that dates me a little bit. Good to have, great to hear everybody on NU5D.
Oh, man, Steve, good luck with the dogs. That sounds rough. We've got you down for Charlie and Beta.
That was a great fun.
That was a
great
fun.
It was rough.
Oh, I'm okay, my pun skills die when I get pregnant, and it's so disappointing because then Josh could beat me in a pun battle. I even missed that one. All right. Anyway, good luck, Steve. We're clear, and we'll talk with Michael KJ5IAI. Interesting call sign. How are you doing tonight?
Doing pretty good. I drive Uber around the region over here, over close to Steve. Got off the Steve's old network here. Good to hear everybody. I'm actually in Harker Heights tonight, sitting at a Tesla charger, waiting to build up some power here to keep running for a little while. Question, I'm thinking C and D on that for the questions. And get everybody on, and thank you, Steve, for getting this man up and running with us. Always good to hear, even though I can't always talk on it. 73s, and back to the man.
Thanks for hopping in. We've got you down for C and D, and safe travels as you Uber around. We'll clear with Michael, and we'll pick up, hopefully, Uncle Fred, KE8QFT. Maybe my magic will help. Josh is doing many religious signs the size of a cross. So whoever's the patron saint of ham radio, all right, I'll give you some space to operate, Uncle Fred. Are you out there?
KE8QFT here. Do you have a copy, Lucy?
You do have a copy, loud and clear. Go for it.
All I can say is
long, you know. Oh, I don't know how they manage to do it, but these cats, they change the repeater tone, they change that, and they also manage to change the off, the duplex, the off stuff from plus to the minus. I told them don't play with the radios, but they don't. They just don't seem to listen. Actually, I just blame it on them. So I went ahead and gave them a treat so they wouldn't feel guilty. Now, the trivia is going to be Charlie and Bravo. Indeed. But I want to caution everybody, you know, there's no more snow and ice on the road. So be careful because I know we're used to driving in these kind of conditions. You got to get used to the spring and summer driving. KAQFD, back to net control.
Josh is busy texting their girlfriend. can you come back with your trivia, please?
Sorry, the trivia would be Charlie and Bravo. And I don't know why, but how come the people have a middle name that doesn't, or middle initial, it doesn't stand for anything. I don't know. Well, some people have like a letter name like W.C. Fields. I don't know if the W and the C stood for anything. But, it's crazy people in this world. KAQFD, back to net control.
Prior to that, we've got you down for Charlie and Bravo. I just noticed that a handy little light lights up anytime someone's transmitting, and then it goes up. And then when I key up, it turns red, and now I can figure out what people are actually unkeyed. Fantastic. Josh was the WC Fields. I think he's mentioned it in the blue screen. The cats. Betty likes playing with the radio as well, but I think multiple cats would be more deadly. So glad we got that all worked out. And it's good to hear you. We'll clear with Uncle Fred, and we'll pick up Mark, KC8FTV. How are you doing tonight, and what are your trivia answers?
Lizzie, I'm busy. I'll come back to me. Back in later, KC8FTV.
All right, we'll circle back to pick you up. Provided I remember, I promise I'm not going to forget on purpose. Pregnancy brain is pretty bad. we're pretty sure Phil was in and out. Yes, I saw him in the blue screen. He was in and out. So we're going to pick up AVMO. Andy, am I sounding better? Josh let me know that I need to change my mic position, and I hope I fixed it. How are you doing tonight?
Yeah, it's much better. I figured that might have been it. Yeah, the 991 doesn't have a lot of high frequencies compared to what you're using. So what you're using, I think, sounds better. So it's just a matter of getting used to it. I always talk across the mic, so it sounds... for your question, sodium and pewter caught my attention. Sounds explosive, but... I don't really know that for a fact, but I'm just going to go with that anyway. as for Josh's, I thought all of those choices were people that didn't have any, they had a middle initial, just to have an initial. I don't know. I'm going to go with Michael J. Fox. So we'll go with those swags. Let's see, that would be Alpha on yours, Lucy, and I don't know. I'm sorry, I don't have a letter for the other one, so Josh, I guess it is Charlie, so we'll go with that. Had a good day, a pretty good day at work, I guess, and the snow is melting. It's still, still got a lot of snow cover in the backyard, so... And it's pretty crunchy snow, which is what it's melted. So
noted I want to wait till it's completely melted because it's just going to be a soppy, wet, soggy mess. So, all that water's got to go somewhere. So that's all I got for beer. Let's turn it back to somebody who's got more to say than I do. Thanks for picking up the show, Lucy. It's always, I always enjoy hearing you and Josh running the show. Well, I would say hi to Betty, but she's probably in bed right now. So, yeah, your 5 watts from your 705 is doing a stellar job into the repeater, in case you're wondering. Almost called Rev Kev, K-E-8-Y-U-K, this is AV8ML, see y'all later.
Yeah, don't take my job, Andy. Thanks for the tip on holding the mic better. Just something I'm learning. I don't know why I hold it in front of my face. Maybe it's a walkie-talkie instinct, but that doesn't make any sense. I hold walkie-talkie to the side. I don't know. Maybe it was being in choir for like 3 years. Anyway, I remembered what I was going to say, the middle initial. That's why it's a little confusing that Betty has technically two names, although I guess she's really just got two first names and then one middle name. It's complicated. Anyway, we're going to clear with Andy, but before we get to RevKev, I have forgotten for the longest time to identify the station. This is Kilo Echo 8, Yankee Uniform Kilo. Lucy is my name, and I am the net control for There's a Bug on My Wall. That is what I'm net control of, but I just noticed it anyway. Anyway, I'm net control for the Beacon Net, which meets every Sunday and Wednesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Time with the pre-show at 9:30 Eastern Time. It's a lot of fun. We've got trivia, great folks, and apparently bugs and cats. It's great. All right. We're going to pick up K6KJV. How are you doing tonight? And can I guess your trivia answers?
Well, hello, Lucy. And the Youngins. And the rest of the crew and everybody else on the net. This is K6KJV here in Valley Springs, California, and you can try and guess them. I don't know. You might be right. You might not be right. But then again, if you said double D is Delta and Delta, because no matter what everybody else says, Cornwall the beans is always the right answer. So with that, I'll say God bless, 73, and pass the mic back to you there from K6KJV.
Right at that, we've got you down for Delta and Delta, and thanks for checking, and God bless as well. We'll clear with Rev Kevin, we'll pick up Chuck. He did not respond during the pre-show, so hopefully he's out there. KB8LJ, are you out there?
This is KB8LJ. Yes, I'm out here, Lucy, and for the trivia questions, I will answer Charlie for the first one, and I think I'll go with Bravo for the second. I'm not sure on that one. KB8LJ, back to net.
KB8LJ, we've got you down for Charlie and Bravo, and we wish you a good night. We're going to clear with Chuck, and we're going to try to pick up Yosef, KJ5HIJ. Are you out there tonight, and do you have trivia answers for us?
This is KJ5HIJ. I don't remember the alternate trivia question, but I remember what it was, but my answer for the first one, I'm going to go with Bravo. I'll come back to you. KJ5HIJ.
No problem. We've got you down for Bravo, and we've had a long enough list that it's not a bad idea to reread them anyway. Plus, I'm the main trivia lead anyway, so I have this permission to do that. The main trivia for tonight is which two metals were used to make the first quote-unquote true electrical battery? Was it A, sodium and pewter, B, lithium and cobalt, C, zinc and copper, or D, corn and baldo bean? Inside joke, you'll get it if you stick around long enough. It's just a constant. So that's main trivia. I'll pass
RS for the alternate trivia, just as a reread and refresher.
All right, this is WHHRS with alternate trivia. Tonight's alternate trivia question. All but one of the following famous individuals have middle initials that either don't stand for anything or don't present their actual middle name. Which person's middle initial actually stands for the middle name out of this list? The options are Alpha, Ulysses S. Grant, Bravo, Harry S. Truman, Charlie, Michael J. Fox, or Delta, Samuel L. Jackson. Again, tonight's alternate trivia question is, all but one of the following famous individuals have middle initials that either don't stand for anything or represent their actual middle name. Which person's middle name actually middle initial actually stands for their middle name. Your options are Alpha, Ulysses S. Grant, Bravo, Harry S. Truman, Charlie, Michael J. Fox, or Delta, Samuel L. Jackson. This is WNHRF, back to KEYUK.
WNHRF, KEYUK. I looked over and saw the answer smack in the middle of the screen. I ruined it for myself. But it's okay. It was a really good question. I won't tell you guys what it is because I'm only telling you what one of them was. Anyway, Yosef, KJ5HIJ, would you like to come back with your alternate trivia answer now that it's been reread?
I have absolutely no idea, so I'm just going to send it on to KJ5HIJ.
Roger that. We've got you down for B in the pass. We're going to clear Yosef, and we're going to pick up Jonathan from Minnesota. K-O-K-O. Wow. You know, you go to make fun of your spouse, and then God says, watch what I'm going to do. K-0-F-E-Y. Oh, boy. Jonathan, how are you doing tonight? Do you have trivia answers for us?
Yeah, sure, you betcha. This is Jonathan from Minnesota. I'm going to go with Charlie and Charlie. Copper and Alex P. Keaton there, and that should tell you what decade I was born in. Thank you. Appreciate you guys holding this show.
All right, thanks for coming back. Smith has a new voice, at least a new voice to me. Got you down for Charlie and Charlie, and to tell you what decade I was born in, I didn't understand that joke at all. But I'm sure there are. Here, it looks like the blue screen. Gotcha. All right. Good to have you, Jonathan. My mind just stopped working. All right. We're going to clear. Right. Oh, yeah. Our other new check-in, Christian, KJ5KDY. Welcome to the net. Do you have trivia answers for us tonight? All right, well, Josh messed with the radio, and I don't know if Christian came back or not. I thought he said he was on Echo Link, so I'm going to give him another shot. KJ5KDY, are you out there, and what do you think of the show tonight? Hopefully Echo Link is working.
This is KJ5KDY. I'm sorry, I didn't realize I checked into this net. Over.
All right, you're all good. Yeah, this is the Beacon Net. I'm KEYUK, Kilo Echo 8, Yankee Uniform Kilo. And this is a net that runs in Northeast Ohio, but we connect with All-Star to a lot of different nodes out in Oklahoma, Texas, different digital repeaters. So it's a pretty big net. So it's a lot of fun if you would like to hear the trivia reread so you can participate with that. Otherwise, we've got you on the list. Yes.
Thank you for that message. I'll just be monitoring. I didn't realize I had checked in on NetLogger, but Thank you for the invite. I'll definitely participate the next time around. 95KY Christian on the Facebook.
Roger that, no problem. Happy monitoring. My husband is a logger, and he thinks he might have pulled you off the blue screen, so you might have just been monitoring, and then all of a sudden you were participating. but anyway, thanks for your good nature, and hopefully we'll catch you next time. That meets every Saturday and Wednesday night. So thank you. Every Sunday and Wednesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern time. And we have a pre-show at 9:30 Eastern Time, and we've got main trivia and alt trivia and lots of fun people. So we hope to hear from you on Sunday. We'll clear with Christian, who did not know he was part of the net. We're going to pick up K-E-Z-Z-R. Harry, how are you doing tonight, and what are your trivia answers?
Hey, good evening, Lucy. Good evening, Josh. You guys are doing a great job. You sound good over here. I'm only... here, though. Anyways, not too much happening here. It's raining. The snow's gone. The backyard's a swamp. So, let be. It's good old Ohio weather. Trivia questions. Main trivia, I'm going to go with C, Charlie. And then the alternate will be A as an alpha. And I envision a new graphic maybe Gary will do with the Josh and Lucy show. Sitting in the barnyard. We'll see what happens. So I can envision a graphic there with big microphones. Guys sitting at the picnic table at the barnyard. With that, I'll turn it back to you. This is KE8ZZR Clear.
KE8ZZR, KE8YUK. We cut you down for CNA, and I think that graphic's pretty much complete, except I'd be sitting on my medicine ball. Thanks for checking in. It's good to hear you. I'm clear with Harry. Ben was mobile. We got him earlier. And so we're down to Alan. Off to a great start. BK4AVN from Down Under. How are you doing tonight? And what are your trivia answers?
Yeah, this is BK4AVN. Thanks very much for including me in the trivia there, Lucy. My answers would be A, C, Alpha, Charlie, and it's a pleasant 79 degrees here. That'd be Fahrenheit because of Celsius. I would be extremely hot. Sunny, a little bit of cloud cover, probably about, the same type of humidity, around the 75 to 80% humidity. And at the moment it is 13:47 in the afternoon, and I'm having a really good day. VK4AVN, up at the net. Thanks very much.
VK4AVN, KEYUK. Wow. I have a bad habit of mimicking accents, even if I'm terrible at them, whenever I hear them. I'm so sorry. It happens when I speak Spanish, too. Anyway, now that I'm good at it, it just happens. Anyway, 79 degrees, glad it's not Celsius. We're at 40 degrees, no, are we right now? Really? Really? No kidding, we're at 40 degrees. It's probably still raining. It's been murky all day. We went from maybe 54 if we were lucky a couple days ago. And now we're back in this, can't win them all, I guess. We've got you down for Alpha and Charlie. And it's good to hear you, and I'm really glad you're having a great day. That's great news to hear, and I hope it keeps being a great day. We're going to clear with Alan. That's the bottom of my list. I'm going to take a second to reset and identify. All right, that should be long enough. You know, I just forgot that we need to circle back to Mark. Told you, pregnancy brain. KC8FTV. Mark, are you out there? Are you still...
Lucy, KCFQD, I'm going to say Charlie and Charlie. So we'll say that Charlie and Charlie on the trivias. And yeah, I just did a Google search on what the heck is up with Yahoo. Yeah, there are Yahoos out there. I think they got problems. And every time I want to go to a thing, you know, go to one of my other Yahoo accounts, it keeps opening new tabs. Holy smokes, they got a problem. Well, look at Cleveland. They got a problem with their computer systems. You know, this whole computer thing deal, it's getting bad. You know, we have tip and ring. You know, the phones used to be tip and ring was the what they called for the service. And now you have where you can move the phone number. But I've dialed a number of people in the city here that I've known. You know, there's a couple of hams that became silent keys. And, of course, when they become silent key, eventually their number gets, you know, not needed anymore. They don't need it because it's not there. So no longer need it. Other numbers, like my brother just dropped his phone number, landline, because they had the mobile numbers. And I call these numbers back, and like his was about five or 6 years back. There's others, you know, they all say that number, no more further information's available. So like the whole 562 prefix stuff, I meant to say half of the 562 landlines probably no one's using. And we just keep adding new exchanges, new area codes, because they're saying we're running out of them. Well, I think there's just so much stuff. You know, they call them, I guess, burner phones. I mean, what's going to happen? Are we going to just have a big meltdown someday on the internet and VoIP and everything? You know, we've got to start thinking about that. I think these servers are starting to have meltdowns. So, we'll connect KSFTV, but Charlie.
All right, we've got you down for Charlie and Charlie Mark. As far as the numbers go, I don't know. I really don't know. I have no answers for it. Although, I do know when my brother got his cell phone, for some reason, he kept coming up and on my parents' landline voicemail as, like, Matilda. Somebody who he was not, which was really entertaining. I wish I could remember the name. Bernadette? Barbara. You know what? I think it was Barbara. But anyway, yeah, I don't know how that's going to work, but we'll probably figure it out sometime in the near-ish future. All right. Getting distracted by the blue screen. That's the worst decision I can make. You up for a logging letter? Awesome. All right. This is Kilo Echo 8, Yankee Uniform Kilo Lucy. I am the NCO of the Beacon Net. We are looking for check-ins. If you are interested in checking in, please give your call sign phonetically, alphabetically, and give your name and location. If you're interested in being on the list, please call now.
W8AND, Whiskey 8 Alpha, November Delta. Andy, Granville, Michigan.
Kilo Alpha 0, Kilo Delta Whiskey with a recheck and proxy check-in.
Kilo Echo 8, Echo Hotel Golf, KE8, EAT, Mike in Navarre.
All right, we'll take it a few at a time. We have W8HND. The name that QRZ is giving us is James, but we think we heard Andy. We'll ask for a confirmation on that in a second. We also picked up a recheck from KU0KDW with a proxy as well. And we also have KEHG, Mike in Navarre. Is there anyone else who would like to check in to get on the list? All right. First of all, we're going to pick up W8HND. Could you correct us?
Moline, disconnected.